counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
So every time we take a break from the show, and this one was a long one, 2 weeks. 3 weeks? No, it was 2 weeks.
Well, we had 2 weeks without shows, but it's been 3 weeks since our last show.
Right, okay.
Which, well, I suppose is the same thing.
Yeah.
We're both right.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm always like, oh man, it's weird to be doing this again. But I also feel like I have energy to burn because we haven't done the show in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, and we have so much new music.
I bet you the charts shook up hard over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. All right, well, that does it for the Earshot. No, I'm just kidding. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What will you find if you head to that website? Brian is going to let you know.
You'll find Earshot with the exclamation mark at the beginning, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, brought to you every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and some great staff and volunteers who bring this thing all together, culminating in the National Top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 most played albums across Canada, generally every single week, as much as possible. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, September 27th, 2016, the last episode of September, the last charting week of September, the top 50 is a culmination of top 30 charts from generally over 30 campus community radio stations, and you can find their charts as well as specific charts, both nationally and regionally, for genre-specific lists, including electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and tons more, so go and check it out. As well as always, it is earshot-online.com.
That is, that's right. You can find us online a few ways too. earshot20@gmail.com is our email. facebook.com/earshot20 is our Facebook page. And at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All great ways to reach out, all great ways to get in touch with us. Been a little slack, I'm not going to lie, on the interviews, only because it's been a pretty crazy work schedule. You're still off on daddy duty for a little while longer, so it's been for 3 weeks, eh?
3 days.
Oh, 3 days. So you'll be back, but I've been pretty busy. So, but I do want you, if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you'd want to reach out. We do want to get you on the show, and I promise we will. We're just taking a little bit of time, going a little light on the program in terms of the interviews right now because of scheduling, but we will definitely try and get you on within the next month or so. So reach out to us in any of those ways, Facebook, Twitter, or our email, and we'll do that for you. And I know Trevor's emailed us as well. So
yeah, we'll be sure to upload a bunch of SoundCloud. I often will upload a lot of our interviews to SoundCloud from past, so I'll kind of catch all that stuff up and lots more. Yeah, the show will be ramping back up now that your working schedule is kind of figured out and I'm back
to
work.
It's a little flushed out and you're back to work, and Anna will just be home by herself at this point. So, I mean, she's old enough, so she can cook and clean. And
you're going to get the police called on me.
Probably. Okay, let's talk about the charts, because there has been a lot that's happened in the last couple of weeks. We haven't been doing a show, but since the last time we did a show 3 weeks ago, lots of movement, it looks like, and lots of new stuff.
Yeah, there's tons of new stuff. This would be a big week if it was just a normal week, if we had done episodes the previous 2 weeks. Again, you can find those charts, as always, at earshot-online.com. So you can go back and look at how the chart shaped up for the last two Tuesdays. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, September 27th, 2016, has four debuts and a new number one from last week. If you've been paying attention to how the number one's been shaking, we had a number one for several weeks in a row. The couple weeks that we took off, that number one came back to number one, and now it has swapped back again. So if you're keeping track at all, there's someone that you're familiar with at the top of the charts this week. We'll be playing them in about 2 hours, but until then, we have so much new stuff to bring you. From the show 3 weeks ago, only 9 of the 20 albums are the same. So we have 11 new, never played before albums to bring you to the show this week, or new or returning. There's definitely a couple returning as well. So tons of new stuff. So you might be wondering where some of the artists that we have been playing are landing this week. No Aloha at number 21, The OCs at number 22, Weird Lines at 25, Weaves at number 29, and Holy F at number 30. And you can find the full list, the national top 50, at Earshot's website, which you could definitely check out. And yeah, otherwise, tons of new stuff to play from you, and it's going to be a good one.
All right. Well, let's start at number 20, make our way up.
Well, we might as well start off with a debut, a new one from Constellation Records, and it's an album called One from an electronic project called Off World. We'll hear New Brain. In the middle of this set, it is Andy Schoaf at number 19. Down from number 8 is The Party. You'll hear The Magician, and then Says You, the title track from the new The Luyas EP, at number 18, up one spot from the week before.
All right. Here is your number 20 this week, Off World, a song called New Brain. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Number 18.
It's the Earshot 20.
Closing out that set of three to start off our show this week, that was Says You by the Luyas from the EP of the same name, jumping one spot this week to number 18. Dropping from 8 to 19 was Andy Schoaf from The Party. You heard The Magician, and New Brain is a track by Offworld from the album One, debuting this week at number 20.
There you go. All right, we'll get back to the charts in just a minute. Brian, this past weekend, I was away for work. I was in Toronto, and I actually went to see a Blue Jays game. And I got to give them a shout out because they are playing.
Your support.
They do, and they told me if I did this that they'd be very happy. Not really, because I didn't get to talk to any of them. But I did get to sit in really good seats.
Hot dogs?
No. I'm dubious about hot dogs from arenas, period.
You should be dubious about hot dogs.
Well, I am. I don't normally eat hot dogs. But no, I had French fries, but those were all right.
Did you mortgage your house?
It is expensive.
Is it?
It is expensive.
I can only imagine.
Bottle of water and French fries cost me $12, I think. Yeah, it was crazy. So I sipped on that bottle of water for a long time. But anyway, it was good. It was a good game. I just wanted to give them a shout out because I think they're going to make it happen. American League, win it, and then the World Series. This is the year for the Jays. The game I saw, 9-0 over the Yankees. Ha ha, Yankees fans. Anyway, so I just wanted to put that out there. Need to interject a little bit. We haven't done this in 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, let's tell the world.
I do. I've got even more to talk about on the other hour too. So anyway, we'll continue the countdown now. And coming up on the other side of this, Steven's going to have our first bit of music news and some cool stuff to kick off that hour about a sweater. So
there.
That's all I'm going to say.
Fair enough.
It's coming into sweater weather. So it's an app,
you could argue it's now,
story.
Depending on
where you are,
how much you like sweaters.
Well, it also depends on where you are, because I think it's still pretty warm on the West Coast, but here it's getting a little chilly.
All right, we're going to hear from Royal Canoe. Their latest is entitled Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit. Last week is at number 20. This week, number 17. You're going to hear a track called Somersault. And no big surprise here, re-entering the program is the most recently awarded Polaris Music Prize Album of the Year 2016 by Catronata, 99.9%, taking home that big $50,000 prize. And this week at number 16, up from 31, you'll hear Light Spots.
Slowly I'm leaking out. Rise
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
That was Light Spots by K Tronada from the album 99.9%. This week at 16 up from 31. Before that, at number 17 up, three spots, Royal Canoe, Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit is their latest release, and you heard Somersault.
Well, we've taken a break for a couple of weeks, so it's about time we get a new show on the go here. You're in the midst of the first 10 of the top 20 on the Earshot 20. We're going to take a break from the charts to head to the phone line. Stephen Karlick is there. He is in Toronto in his beautifully furnished office that I have actually got to sit with him in, and I must say I was truly honored. Stephen, it's great to have you back on the program.
I'm in my winged leather armchair. It's soft as baby skin.
Oh, it's so nice. I was honored that you let me sit in it for 30 seconds when I was there, so that was nice.
Well, you know, I had to go cut my fancy cigar and make sure that my gold rocket car had enough fuel in it. So I could afford to let someone sit in my chair for a second.
For a few seconds. All right. Well, you know, you need to be comfortable when you're coming up with all of this great, great music news that you give us every week. And we're going to kick things off with news about Robin Pecknold's Fleet Foxes. His donation of a sweater turned into something of a meme for a fan.
Yeah, this is a little warm, fuzzy story. I realized that I always kick off the news with the bad news first, and I thought I'd go warm and fuzzy this time. This time about, like you said, Fleet Foxes frontman Robin Pecknold. He himself is no stranger to delightful internet memes. He did score a movie about lolcats, which you can read about on Exclaim. But this is a neat little one. 5 years back, a fan of Fleet Foxes started a Tumblr in honor of one of Robin Pecknold's sweaters. It was a sort of a beige sweater with a downward triangle on it. And it was called, pardon my language, Fuck Yeah Robin Pecknold Sweater. And the Tumblr tracked its appearances in performance footage, in press photos, in photos of them live. And while the band have been MIA for quite some time, still working on a follow-up album to their last one of many years ago, the topic was recently breached in a Reddit Ask Me Anything. Pecknold was reminded of the Tumblr project and reached out via Instagram trying to find the dedicated sweater fan so that he could give away the object of the Tumblr's affection. He posted a photo of the famous sweater and asked the Tumblr admin to hit him up, explaining that he was, quote, excited to see the sweater in new situations, expanding its horizons beyond being cozy on my folk back. In a happy twist of fate, the Tumblr curator got her due, received the sweater in the mail, and posed for a photo in it that Robin Pecknold shared himself on his Instagram. So after 5 years of posting photos of the sweater, being somewhat obsessed with the sweater, this girl received the sweater and is now wearing it. it's a very fun little thing, kind of silly, but worth reporting on. You can read more about that at exclaim.ca. Still waiting for a new Fleet Foxes album, but in the meantime, some happy news.
Right. In the meantime, maybe if you're maybe if you talk about it enough, he'll send you a sweater as well.
There you go. She says something to that effect. You know, all you have to do is start a Tumblr for 5 years and then you'll get a sweater.
Perfect. All right. Well, we'll switch from that and flip over to our next story. This is news about a pretty cool pair that's going out on a tour aptly titled Summer's Over.
Yes. That tour will be headed up by Drake protege and Toronto R&B singer/rapper Party Next Door, who's teaming up with Chicago's Jeremih for the Summer's Over tour. The fall jaunt will see the multi-talented rapper, singer, songwriter, and producer, who recently released his album P3, teaming up with Jeremih for a string of live shows that gets underway on November 8th in Miami and will come through Party Next Door's hometown of Toronto on November 24th for a show at Rebel, formerly known as the Sound Academy. For now, that's the only currently scheduled Canadian stop, though there may be more on the way. The entire tour will come to an end on December 11th in San Francisco. There's also a new video from Party Next Door for his single Not Nice, which you can see at exclaim.ca as well.
Awesome. And in the vein of tours, there's reason to believe that Daft Punk might be going out on one in the new year, from a non-traditional medium, though.
Okay, I want to take some credit for this, too. Because when Daft Punk's record, Random Access Memories, came out in 2013, and they did not immediately announce an upcoming tour, I made the prediction that the band would tour in 2017. Now there are rumors supporting my claim. There are a series of hopeful fans, myself included, with reason to believe that they will tour next year. As Fact Magazine points out, a user named Kosher Atheist discovered a page dedicated to Daft Punk on the Lollapalooza website, implying that the duo may be expected to grace the Chicago Festival stage. The page was added in February and is anticipated to correlate with the festival's 2017 lineup. The men beneath the robot costumes, Guy Manuel de Homem Christo and Thomas Bangalter, have an infamously sparse track record when it comes to touring. They supported Homework with the Daftin Direct Tour in 1997, then didn't return to the live circuit until 2007, when they kicked off a string of live appearances with a show at Coachella. Other than a few sporadic appearances, including a spot at the 2014 Grammy Awards, the tour haven't toured yet in support of Random Access Memories. And if they are sticking to the 10 years between tours timeline, then 2017 makes perfect sense for a run of concerts. This is what I've been saying. They've actually released a live record for each of their tours, both of them called Alive. Alive 1997 and Alive 2007. So it only makes sense that the robots come back to life in 2017. That being said, this is, of course, all guesswork. This is nothing official. There's hardly a solid foundation here, but all signs are pointing that way. And I said in 2014, and I'll say it again, mark my words.
Well, listen, I you say it's guesswork, but there is a bit of math and statistic that you can employ here. I mean, if you look at the amount of time between the years.
It's called called predicting a pattern,
yeah.
Noticing and extrapolating. It's what mathematicians do. And you know, I've donned my cap and magic wand here.
I love it. It's so good. Well, fingers crossed, because that would be awesome for them to get out again in 2017 and be able to catch a live show for sure.
Yes, indeed.
All right. We are going to get back to the charts, but Stephen, we'll get you to stick around until the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Sitting still at number 15, it is Pop There. Lace is called The Dream Is Over. You're going to hear a track called The Coast. And then The Submissives this week at number 14, down from number 9. From the album Do You Really Love Me, you'll hear Forces.
Canadian cold, Canadian cheer. I couldn't spend another winter up here in this desolate fishing town. Counting the months as they wear me down. In the ice, they'll swallow them up. The lake needs to eat just like all living things, and it's hungriest in the spring.
Dragging me down.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
Sometimes there are horses and they keep us far apart. Oh, I wanted to bathe in your love and bask in our joy.
Earshot 20.
That was Forces by the Submissives. Their latest is called Do You Really Love Me? It's on Fixture Records. Last week, number 19. This week, number 14. And sitting still in the charts at number 15 was Pup. Their newest this year is called The Dream Is Over. You heard The Coast.
And just like that, that much closer to completing the first 10 of the top 20 in this hour of the show. Let you know how you can get the show later on at the end of the hour. If you're looking to go back and listen to any of the great music that we played, you want to catch the music news once again with Steven. But first, we got three more tracks to bring you, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
At number 13 this week, down just one spot, the latest by July Talk is called Touch. Here's a track called Picturing Love.
Picturing love. picture in love.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 12. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
Closing out our first set of 10, and that set of 3 was Gap Year by Japanese Girls. Back into the show at number 11, up from number 21, is the album Divorce. And in debut at number 12, the new Wilco album called Schmilko, Wilco Schmilko.
I'm
sure
like
you're a big fan of that.
That's a goodie.
And the track called Cry All Day. And then July Talk in there as well with a track called Picturing Love from their newest release, Touch, dropping just one spot this week to number 13.
I feel like the Wilco song was something that Stephen, a news story that Steve and I talked about quite a few weeks ago about the fact that the album was coming. And I giggled at that.
I'm sure you did, Anthony Schmanthony.
All right, Brian.
Schmoo.
Guayan
doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. It's not it doesn't go well with a sh sound.
Well, you'd say Brian Schmayan, but
oh,
don't let me do the work for you.
Anyway, there it is, the first 10 of the top 20 complete, and the tomfoolery back at it, because we're here for the week and we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and the charts are for the week ending Tuesday, September 27th. Of course, you can find those at the website that I just mentioned, and you can find us online a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. Of course, the show is recorded out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and we air here every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing the program, and we're welcoming a new syndicate as well, which is exciting. We also upload to radioforall.net, and we are podcasts through iTunes. So no matter how you're listening to the show, thanks for tuning in, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we have your top 10, which includes a new number one, and we also have more music news with Stephen. Brian's got the lowdown. It's going to happen next after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.